South Shore's Morning News rolls on. Great to have you here. I'm Rob Hackelow with Beth Foster, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. We do it every week at this time. We check in with David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning, Beth.
How are you, David?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Well, we want to certainly tip our headphones to David because I saw it's National IT Professionals Day in September to celebrate all the hardworking folks who keep our computers running and, yes, at times make us feel like idiots when we can't figure out the most basic problem. But that's okay.
They really deserve that day.
They do.
Yeah. Well, at least we get one day, you know.
I know. Other than that, after all the calls and late night emails.
I know. You're still going to have to do a bunch of IT work on your day, too.
National IT Professionals Day. And look at that. He's even working today. But that's the kind of professional that he is. Well,
there we go.
Congratulations, David, to you and your team. First of all, I'd like to give a little salute out. Salute to those in the profession. All right, so we're going to talk this week about what you need to know about, is it Gronk? I mean, I thought it was Gronk when I first saw the email. Yeah. I was thinking of, what does Gronkowski have to do with AI?
I mean, but it's Massachusetts Mines.
It's Gronk AI and your privacy, right?
Yeah, fortunately, my spell check didn't change to Gronk.
Seriously.
We're talking about something strange today. But so, look, we're talking about X, formerly known as Twitter, the Elon Musk application, our infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And they have a new AI item called Gronk. It's also already into version 2, which has just been released. So they describe this AI search assistant with a twist of humor and a dash of rebellion. It's designed to have fewer guardrails than its major competitors and has been built with less consideration for buyers than its counterparts. So it's interesting in that it's not as controlling as the other AIs that we're currently working with.
Okay.
And that's kind of what Elon Musk wanted this to be. He wanted to be fair for everyone. It all depends on your attitude as to how what fair is, I guess.
So something that stuck out to me about your article is, unsurprisingly, Gronk is prone to hallucinations and bias. And so I was curious, what is a AI hallucination?
Well, it's interesting that the Gronk will give you supposedly accurate information, but it's based on the data that is collected on the internet. Mm-hmm. Gronk was not built with, Gronk 1 was not built with Twitter users' information. Gronk 2, which we'll talk about, is in fact being built all on Twitter users' information, which is not something that the European Union likes, and we in this country should feel probably the same way. But the chatbot, X also tells you this, that it's an early version of Gronk. The chatbot may confidently provide factual incorrect information, mis-summarize, and miss some context. Mm-hmm. So we're encouraged independently as the user to vet the information that Gronk gives us.
Okay.
Wow.
That can be difficult for some people.
It can.
Yeah.
Lots of people just believe whatever they read.
Correct.
And they don't take the second step to verify anything that they've seen on the internet. They just pass it along.
So when you say Gronk 2.0 is utilizing Twitter users' information, does that mean accessing the personal information, or is it just downloading the tweets, which can be mostly opinions of Twitter users?
Yeah, it's everything.
Okay.
Anything that a Twitter user or an X user has on their feed is being used to build out the Gronk 2 intelligence.
That's very interesting.
Wow.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Gronk.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've seen it flowing in my feed, but I had no idea really what it was. I just keep scrolling. It said Gronk 2 is now available.
I kept thinking it was Gronk. I was like, oh, I'm in Massachusetts.
Gronk, yeah.
Okay, so it is being, because I'm a big Twitter person. Sorry, X. I still say Twitter.
Yeah.
So it's out on Twitter now.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And your information has been used to build out that intelligence. So one of the things that I like to mention to folks is you don't need to let this happen. Okay. So one way is to opt out.
Okay.
So all you need to do is select your privacy and safety,
okay,
and data sharing, personalization, and GROK.
Mm-hmm.
And you can uncheck anything that you don't want them to use. Now, it doesn't mean that they haven't already taken that information.
Yeah.
But it will stop GROK or X from taking information you post in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting.
Wait, what is the point of having an AI assistant with a twist of humor and a dash of rebellion? It seems like, some people could say that's Elon Musk, in a way. Is he just making an AI version of himself?
Right.
And it could very well be. And that could be why Elon Musk and Sam Altman, who co-founded OpenAI, broke their ties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, Musk wants things different than Altman does. So
yeah.
We'll see how this goes. We're not sure what this is going to actually end up and how GROK will evolve.
Right.
But judging by the action so far, this assistant, the AI assistant, is worth monitoring by all of us.
Yeah. I think it's about branding, too. Like, people might choose the GROK AI for it to be a little bit lighthearted despite the inaccuracies, because OpenAI, I'm assuming that's connected to ChatGPT, which a lot of people are using. It's very straightforward, very, cut and dry. There's not really a lot of sassiness to it. So I'm thinking that Elon Musk kind of just wants that in his X branding.
Yeah,
you're probably right. It's all about him.
Yeah. And he wants to individualize the platform of X to be that snappy, sassy, kind of uninhibited information landscape, which has a double-edged sword, in my opinion.
And you can pay for it, maybe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Thank you. You want to pay for it? Yeah.
True. He can fund it.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be charging. If you want more access or higher access to GROK 2, you can sign up for their paid subscriptions.
Yeah, I know. No,
yeah.
Thank you.
No, what he's always trying to get to, I feel like. But all right, so learn more about GROK AI, especially if you are or have been on X. Maybe check out that part about opting out, right, David?
Exactly. Even if you're no longer an X user, yep, it's still worth logging in and opting out.
Yeah. There are a few people, I'm not sure if it's even a joke now, I keep seeing people that are saying they're going to be leaving the platform, but then they keep staying there, to talk about leaving the platform. So
yeah, I know a lot of people who left when it initially changed over to X.
And then they come back to say something else and then leave again. Okay.
Oh, those are such typical people. Yeah. They do the same thing at parties,
too. Oh, okay. Just leave. We leave already. We're going to leave. Okay. All right, David.
It's a human condition.
Yeah, true.
All right. Where do people go to find out more?
Codexsmartit.com. Click on my blog link.
David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. Act Smart IT. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, guys.
Happy IT Professional Day.
Yeah.
Thank you.